Hallelujah. Let's go to the Word of God real quick. Hallelujah. We're going to go to 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo, God is wonderful. God is marvelous. He's everything. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And it reads, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You may have your seats. And the word of the Lord is always and will always be blessed. In everything, give thanks. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but there's things that's been going on all around us. But yet and still, God is so good. He is better than we can be to ourselves. That's the kind of God that we serve. In the scripture today, Paul is writing a letter to the church in Thessalonica. This is one of the churches that he founded. Whew, thank you, Jesus. I don't know about y'all, but I still feel God in this place. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Just give God a wave offering. Just wave your hand at him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whew, my God. So Paul founded a church in Thessalonica, and he was writing to them to encourage them about the things that they were going through. Thessalonica had a dynamic testimony because they were overcoming and they grew in persecution. Paul reminds us that by clinging to our faith in Christ, we will see clear results in our lives by avoiding sexual immorality, refusing to defraud others, appreciating those who serve on our behalf, and refusing to pay evil for evil. That's pretty much a synopsis of the first four chapters of Thessalonians without going into detail of every chapter. So he encourages them to continue to do these things, abstain from evil, live right, be holy. And that's what I want to tell you today, saints. Continue to live holy with everything in you. He encourages them and he gives them a clear vision of the rapture. In chapter 4, verse 16, it's important that you know this. He's given clear vision of what will happen in the rapture. It says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I don't know about you, but that's my goal. My goal is to make it to heaven. We come to church every day, every Sunday, and it would be a shame to miss God after putting this much time in. I'm going to say that again. We have people viewing. We have people here in the sanctuary. It would be an awful thing to miss God, and you have the opportunity. Today is the day, if you're listening or you're here in a sanctuary, you need to recognize that whatever it may be, you have to make sure you get it right with God. You have to get it right with God because you don't want to be left behind. We are living today in the last days. If you read Matthew chapter 24, it talks about the signs of the times. I would encourage you to read that because the things that's going on, look at Ukraine. We have to continually pay for those people over there. But these are the signs of the times. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be left behind. All the preaching, the singing, doesn't matter if you're going to be left behind. The Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his only soul? I don't want to be left behind, and I pray that you don't either. So today is your day. You can renew your relationship with God. You can establish a relationship with God. But today is your day to make it right. Amen. The Bible says that he's coming back like a thief in the night. And not too many people these days preach about the rapture. But that is what we are here to get ready to take care, to go, to be caught up with God. So if you're not ready, you have to get ready. It's imperative. And I don't know why it's on my heart so heavy today, but somebody needs to get it right today. Somebody needs to make amends somewhere. Somebody needs to go to that person and say, I'm sorry. Let's just do it all over again and get it right. Somebody needs to make it right with their neighbors. Somebody needs to make it right on their job. But whoever it may be today, today is your day to get it right. Hallelujah. Give God praise. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and all and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So it's very easy. The only thing we have to do is confess, accept God in our heart, and we can be saved. We can be saved. In the scripture today, the first scripture says, rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Praise always. Praise is one of the most important things we must do as believers. This is one of the three commands that I'm going to talk about today that Paul said every believer must do. Not only rejoicing in happy times, but we must rejoice also in sorrows. We can rejoice always because joy isn't based on circumstances, but it's based on God. Amen. Circumstances may change, but God never changes. He is the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. The Bible says, for I am the Lord your God, and I change not. God cannot lie. It goes on to say that God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. So I stand on his word. It goes on to say that the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God will stand forever. Hallelujah. Thank God for his word. Joy is a feeling that is dependent on Jesus, who Jesus is, rather than who we are or what is happening around us. Joy for the believer is not based on your happiness. Happiness comes and goes, but joy is everlasting. Joy comes from the Holy Spirit. It is one of the fruits of the Spirit. I wish that everyone had joined last night's Sunday school lesson. Deacon Edwards and his wife, Deaconess Edwards, they taught a great lesson. And they talked about the fruits of the Spirit and joy. And when I was listening to them last night, I was like, wow, I should have them come here and talk about joy this morning. Because joy is something that is a gift from God. Amen. So for those of you who don't tune in to Saturday night Sunday school, go to our website and get the information. Amen. You must have the Holy Spirit to have joy. To experience this kind of joy, you must have a relationship with Jesus. If you don't have a relationship, today is the day to establish your relationship with Jesus. If you do, this is to remind you that your duty is to continually rejoice and continually praise God. To rejoice is not only a privilege, but it is our duty as saints of God, as believers. Our joy should never fade. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 10, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be made full. Hallelujah. Jesus, it also goes on to say that looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and this is key right here. It says, who for the joy endured the cross. That means that they stretched him out and they hung him high on a cross. They nailed his hands and feet to the cross. And he endured the cross for you and I, for our joy. He also, it goes on to say, despising the shame, they mocked him. They ridiculed him. They spit on him. He's hung there half naked. This is what he did for you and I. They put a crown of thorns on his head, and the blood just dripped down on his face, and he was unrecognizable. But he did it for you and I. He did it for you and I. He did it because he loved us. He did it for our peace. He did it for our healing. He did it because he just loves us like no other. I don't know why that God loves me, and I don't know why he cares, the song says. I don't know why he sacrificed his life for me, but I am so glad. I am so glad that he did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We used to sing a song back at Richardson Memorial. It said, this joy that I have, that the world didn't give it to me, and that the world cannot take it away. I don't know about you, but that's the kind of joy that I have. No one can take away my joy. My joy is always there. It only takes a minute. I can get a phone call from someone, and they can start talking about the goodness of Jesus. And next thing you know, they're like, man, I got to go. I'm at work. I can't be acting like this. But the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, brethren, count it all joy when ye enter into diverse temptations, knowing that this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Joy, joy, joy. Joy, hallelujah. The second scripture of today's passage says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. What does that mean? Does that mean that you're supposed to walk around all day, deep? Hey, hallelujah. No, that is not what it means. Prayer should be continuous in our lives. We don't have to bow our heads or close our eyes or fold our hands to pray without ceasing. Those are customs. And it's not prayer itself. Prayer is communicating with God. And this is at any time of the day, in the morning, in the noonday, at night. You don't have to be in a posture of prayer to be praying without ceasing. Prayer can pop up anytime. You can be walking down the street and just begin to thank God for the beauty of everything. Thank God for this and that and the other that you see. Thank God for it. That's prayer. That's praying without ceasing. Having a prayer life is critical, crucial, imperative, and vital to the survival of every believer. We must allow the Holy Spirit, hear me now, we must allow the Holy Spirit to intercede on our behalf. The Bible says in Romans 8:26, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows that the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important that you have to have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Rejoice evermore and pray without ceasing. Are you following me so far? And the third of these commands, which we talked about at the beginning of this message, is in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God for you. This is the will of God. If you're looking for what is the will of God in my life, Paul gives it to us right here. He says to rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. Can you say that with me? Pray without ceasing, rejoice evermore, and in everything give thanks. Paul is not telling us to be thankful for the difficulties and trials and tribulations, but he's saying to be thankful not for these things, but while going through these things. Hallelujah. I don't thank God for cancer, but while I'm going through cancer, I'm going to give God praise. I don't thank God for my trials and tribulations, but while I'm going through, I'm going to give God praise. Hallelujah. So no matter what you're going through, you got to give God praise. No matter what it looks like, you can shout before the end comes because God is faithful and he will take care of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul challenges the church to be thankful in every circumstance because he knows that God is strengthening them. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Hallelujah. Why should we give God thanks in every situation? The Bible says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. That means that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character. Character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your love. Look at your neighbor and say, why should I give thanks? Because you know that all things are working together for your good. Hallelujah. Why should I give thanks? Because in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Why should we give God thanks? Because of his love. Because he loved me when I couldn't love myself. His unfailing love, his unconditional love, his infinite love. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Someone asked the question again, why should I give God thanks? Because we can cast all of our cares on him because he cares for us. Why should we give God thanks in every situation? It's because his mercies are new every morning and they're everlasting. For his grace is sufficient and his power is made strong in our weakness. Hallelujah. It's made perfect in our weakness. For his peace that surpasses all understanding. That's why we should give God thanks. I was reading a book by a gentleman by the name of William Banks, and he began to talk about some things that I want to share with you. He said, God is able. And he came up with some things that lets us know that we should be thankful in all that we do because God is able, A-B-L-E. In his book, he began to say that he is to no man answerable. His company is desirable. To him, unrighteousness is detestable. In him, life is favorable. His word is indelible. His law is honorable, and his riches of his grace are immeasurable. His peace is impassable. And his humanity is impeccable. His armor is impenetrable. And his thoughts are imponderable. With him, nothing is impossible. His resources are incalculable. His beauty is incomparable. His ways are indefinable. His entries into the book of life are indelible. His majesty is indescribable, and his kingdom is indestructible. His sovereignty is undisputable, and his judgment is inescapable. His proofs are infallible, and his mercies are innumerable. His methods are inscrutable, and his love, oh God, thank God for your love. His love is inseparable. His blood, oh, the blood is invaluable. Come on, Howard, get with me. And when he breaks down, he's irreparable. His promises are reliable. His glory is unapproachable. His wisdom is unattainable. And his armies are undefeatable. His resurrection is undeniable. Give God thanks for everything. Give God thanks in everything. Give God thanks when you get up. Give God thanks when you get down to go to sleep. Give God thanks all day long. Give God thanks when you don't feel like it. Give God thanks when you feel like it. Give God thanks just because he's God. Give God thanks because he's a healer. Give God thanks because he's the ultimate one who heals. Give God thanks for his riches and glory. Give God thanks just because you have a house to live in. Give God thanks because you have food to eat. Give God thanks because you have clothes on your back. Give God thanks just because you're able to come to church. Give God thanks because you can get up and walk around. Give God thanks. Give God thanks. I wish I had 3 or 4 people that would just give God glory. Hallelujah. 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 My message today is short, but it's important that you get this. It's important that you get this because this is the will of God. Rejoice always. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give God praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we thank you for this time, God. We thank you for your word, God. We will remember these things that you told us on today, God. To rejoice always, to pray without ceasing, and in everything, God, we will thank you. And Lord, we bless your name. We honor you, God, for this word, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, I know that there's somebody today that needs to get it right with God. God is soon to come back. He is soon to come back. We don't know when he's coming, but we have to be ready. We have to be ready. It's so amazing that on Friday when we had the snowstorm, I was out shoveling snow. And my neighbor's a pastor for church in Waterbury. And he said, how you doing, brother? I said, hey, man, how you doing? And out of the blue, he just said, I'm ready. I'm ready. And it was confusing to me. I said, what are you talking about, pastor? He said, man, I'm ready every second, every minute, every hour. I'm ready because God is coming back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I don't know about you, every head bowed and every eye closed. If today you would like to just renew your relationship with God, to make sure you're in right standing, today is the day to do that. Today is the day. I know there's someone viewing today, because I know God put it in my heart that you need to give your life to Christ. Yes, Lord. You need to give your life to Christ. So if you're watching or you're here in the sanctuary, I want you to repeat this prayer with me. Actually, everybody in here, let's pray this prayer. We can never be sure. We want to always make sure we're in right standing at all times. Lord, I am a sinner. I ask for your forgiveness. I believe that your son Jesus died for my sins and rose again. Today I turn my sinful life and invite you into my heart, over to you. I trust you and will follow you always, Lord, for the rest of my life. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for renewing in me. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And if that's you today, you can go back and say that I am saved. I have another opportunity to be with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.